Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM time once again for Town Talk. Today speaking with Beverly Boyd, Executive Director over at Wawan Area Victim Services. First of all, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Well, thank you, Daniel, and thank you for the opportunity to talk a little bit about what's happening with Wawan Area Victim Services.
So we spoke, it would be a few months ago at this point, as the Tim Hortons Smile Cookie campaign was at that point wrapped up, but we had also spoken before it began. In that time, it was supporting Wawan Area Victim Services. Can you remind people what was that for and how did that go?
Well, back in September at the Seniors Expo, you and I had a little bit of a discussion about the desire of Wawan Area Victim Services to purchase a van and that the upcoming Tim Hortons Smile Cookie campaign was going to be our kickoff event. And so I'm happy to report that that campaign was very successful and we were really pleased. This year, though, the Tim Hortons here in Wawa decided that because last year they were on limited hours when we did our campaign, they decided that we would be given another opportunity to be the recipient of that campaign. So here we are again.
Oh, that's nice to hear. So again, Smile Cookie campaign is always well supported in general, and this one is coming up the start of May.
Yes, it's going to run from May 1st to the 7th, and we have staff and volunteers will once again be working alongside Tim Hortons staff to bake and decorate, package, and possibly even deliver Smile Cookies. So we're really looking forward to that event.
Well, hopefully things go even better during this campaign. But let's remind people, again, this was for a van that you were looking to purchase. So can you tell me more about that van?
Sure. Well, one of the things Wawan Area Victim Services staff have had to use their own vehicles in the past for anything that we do with work, so transporting clients or like virtually anything. And we really felt that that was not a sustainable model. And so we've really been dreaming about owning a van for some years, and that really came to a head during the pandemic. We are very happy to report that we are now the proud owners of a new 2022 Grand Caravan. We've only had it for like, I'm going to say, almost a month. So much excitement about that. Unfortunately, the cost of such a vehicle is, I would say, exorbitant. I'm not accustomed to paying that much money for a vehicle. And we were unable to purchase the van outright and had to get a loan for a good portion of the cost. So we will be looking to use the funds we raised through the Smile Cookie campaign to pay down that loan.
Okay, so again, you've been able to get this van at this point, which is always great. It means that you can start putting it to use. But unfortunately, you are still stuck with a bill that you've got to pay down. Are you looking at any other options to help cover that cost?
Well, certainly we are. We will be approaching industries in the area asking for support in that endeavor, you know, a little bit more than purchasing a dozen cookies. So, you know, I'm pretty confident that we'll be able to make up a good amount of the loan, and then we'll just continue to pay it monthly until it's paid off. But I would like to have it paid off in, you know, 3 years rather than five.
Always nice to have that off your mind in the books if you can finish paying off a debt like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, as you mentioned, ordering cookies is one thing that people can do. How is it that people can pre-order?
Well, we do have, as we did last year, pre-order forms. Now, if you want to order one dozen or more cookies, you can do so by filling in our pre-order form. It's available at our office, but there's also posts on Wawa Area Trade and Sell and on our WAVES Facebook account. And you can go in there, print off an order form, fill it in, and then email it to us. It's a really good way to do it. You can send it in, and if it's over a dozen cookies, we'll deliver it to you where you want it on the day you want it. We ask that you pay us by an e-transfer or give us a check when we deliver it. We had a lot of fun doing that last year, and it was very successful. The other thing I wanted to point out is that we will also deliver to White River in Dubreuilville one day that week, provided we have enough orders. And so that would be at least 30 dozen cookies for those various communities. We would try and put all the orders together and do one trip.
So again, if people want to pre-order, that is an option. Obviously, the other standard is just to go to Tim Hortons during the campaign. That's again May 1st to the 7th.
Yes.
Is there anything else you want to make sure to mention?
Well, you know, last year one of the things, it was our first year, so one of the things I was trying to decorate, and so I just wanted everyone to know that I personally will not decorate any cookies this year, but will limit myself to packaging, which I'm pretty good at. Last year, we had way too many cookies that looked more like crying cookies than smile cookies. So I'm going to leave the decorating up to people who can handle those little icing bags far better than me.
Honestly, as long as it's a good-tasting cookie, I've never really minded. But
well, thanks. And, you know, we just want to thank everybody for their support last year, and we're looking forward to their support again this year.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Okay, thanks very much, Dan, and we hope that we'll be seeing you with a cookie in your hand.
Once again, that is Beverly Boyd, Executive Director over at Wawa and Area Victim Services, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.